Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Tettleton drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baines out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Fisk steals third. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Walker steals second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar takes first base on ball four. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball four. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Salazar is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6. And the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mike Warren now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Hewlett moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Tom Pachioruk. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-2 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Dan Spillner now pitching. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines throws the ball into Fletcher, who tags Griffin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tettleton scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill now playing second base. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warren fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing right field. Mike Heath now playing left field. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Heath steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dusty Baker now playing left field. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy juggles the ball. That's an error on Bochy. Walker moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Hill now playing third base. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Athletics. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 7, White Sox, 7. Keith Atherton now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Law reaches second base with a double. Baker throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Law trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Bochy reaches second base with a double. Mike Gallego pinch runs for Bruce Bochy. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy is walked intentionally. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Dusty Baker now playing first base. Dave Collins now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker is walked intentionally. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 5 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Langford now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Lansford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill bunts towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.